biased public pandering.
And an investigation underway after killings Wednesday at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii, where a sailor fatally shot two civilian Defense Department employees before turning the gun on himself. America's listening to Fox News.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Hey, don't forget, after Valentine's Day, we have Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day.
Oh, no!
Nothing but nonstop fun here.
Yeah, the Flag Day one is really good, too.
I don't want to get political here, but I have a brilliant idea on this whole impeachment thing.
Oh, yeah?
I think Trump should call all the Republican Congress people together and tell them to vote for it. I think the plan is they're just trying to, you know, make him look bad everywhere they can, and then they'll come up with some reason why they can't do it. Tell them to vote for it so because he wants the trial. He wants to call his witnesses.
Right.
And if he ambushed them with that, that would be really amazing. That would be one heck of a news story. I thought about that, thought of that all by my big self.
You're brilliant.
That's why I'm a host.
The Trudeau.
Oh, jeez.
That was funny.
It was.
He was off mic saying stuff, and it got a worry.
How's your approval up there, Mr. Trudeau? How you doing up there in the Canada, eh? 703.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Close to the freeze mark at this hour. I see that Alexander City is 29 and Prattville is 31, but Montgomery Airport is just above that at 33. Nice warming trend continues today, though. After the morning chill wears off, today's high around 67. A good bit of sunshine not as cold tonight, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, showers are likely, especially, I think, by tomorrow afternoon and into the evening hours. That could affect some Christmas events tomorrow evening, but the rain is going to be very light and spotty. So I think probably they won't cancel stuff. There's what? Tree lighting. There's a parade or two. Friday's high up to about 63. Low 60 Saturday. Should be dry, but mostly cloudy. Spotty showers perhaps on Sunday. Low 60s again. More rain Monday night into Tuesday ahead of the next big cold front. The one that will bring much colder air by the middle of next week. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 33 degrees, 705. And Montgomery Paint and Body is ready to serve you right now. As a matter of fact, you give them a call at 264-9666. They're going to pick up the phone, and they're never going to charge you overtime, regardless of when you call. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. It seems like you're always in the middle of the... Well, this is the season where we're all kind of rushing around. The holidays are complicated, and plumbing issues are not going to help. So give Plumbing by Luke Wire a call. They'll take care of you. Let Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew, you know, come to your house, and you know they'll sit down and tell you this is what's wrong, this is what's going to cost, and then they're going to fix the problem. And they're also going to call on their way out there to tell you they're on their way. That's why I continue to use Montgomery Plumbing by Luke Wire. So give them a call again, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, we've had some issues with power failures around Ann Street, that general area. Let's see what the latest is on those from Skipper.
good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As we get into the 7 o'clock hour, we have a problem on Ann Street. We have the report of traffic lights out from Highland to Harrison. Use caution on Ann Street. Watch out for those lights. Be very careful in those intersections. Hopefully, they're getting that resolved. As far as traffic flow now, we are very busy in downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. We have a lot of cars coming through the interchange. The boulevard is getting very busy. We're seeing a lot of cars on Atlanta Highway to Madison inbound. Troy Highway, Wetumpka Highway, 31 out of Prattville. A lot of traffic there as well. No accidents anywhere. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
Jay, you got the Mr. Mike. Can you give us a little sample on how that sounds?
Well, let me turn it on.
Okay.
There's a process, so I'm going to turn it on.
Okay.
Your device is ready to pair.
It's ready to pair. It's going to pair with
your
my phone.
Is connected.
That doesn't mean anything. What that means is that I can now go to my phone and play karaoke music.
Oh.
And it'll broadcast through here, and then I can talk in this microphone.
Isn't that cool? Wow.
I don't know what other effects are on here.
Check.
All right, say this.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Hey, good. Oh, it changed the effect. I have a different effect now.
Hey, Chipmunk. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Hey there, sexy. Be back to pick you up later.
Why does it do that?
I changed the effect.
Now
I sound like this.
Ballpark.
An older chipmunk.
Yeah, chipmunk.
That just went through the change.
The change.
You know, that thing
may Oh my God.
That may actually be enough to... Because we don't need a sound system that other folks at Baumhauer's are going to hear, but for our group when it's gathered, that's just enough to do it.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Hey, last night there were at least half a dozen women that could have responded to that.
I am your father.
You know what?
This is...
You ran a fax with that thing.
Yes.
Check one. Okay, we're back to just reverb.
Random effects.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
All right.
There you go. I'm going to turn it off now because it sounds stupid. Although I do like the little elf on the shelf effect.
More for Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, that'll you can get a lot of use out of that in the Jaquarium, you know, since you make all those commercials and stuff. Add a little special effect.
Right.
Food Outlet, the new specials this week.
Hey, Bluebell. Come here, Bluebell, over there.
I'm done. I'm turning it off.
Bluebell ice cream.
I turned it off.
$4.50 for their full half gallon. I will make note that at the chain stores that say they have all this buying power and you'll save money, it's $7.99. I don't know why they have to charge that much, but they do. Hunt's ketchup, the 20-ounce bottle, 86 cents. I usually use that when I'm making my barbecue sauce and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's got a ketchup base, and it works. Kellogg's Raisin Bran, $2.77 for the large box. And in the meat department this week, you will find sirloin pork chops, 95 cents a pound. Cube steak, $2.85 a pound. Pork sausage, $2.68. That's for Jimmy Dean. Hot, mild, whatever you want. And chicken breast, split, 97 cents a pound. Banquet pot pies, $0.50 a piece. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store. You'll save everywhere at all three food outlet locations. On Highway 14 in Postcard Lake Millbrook, on Main Street, east of 31 in the Preferred Community. And I'll see you every Sunday morning between 7:30 and 8 on Coliseum Boulevard. Jay's Random Facts. I really have a weak sauce, a self-deprecating intro to Random Facts coming up. I have no other choice.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Four people shot, two of them are dead after a late night shooting in Montgomery. This happened just before 10 o'clock last night in the 500 block of Eastdale Road South. Police say the shooting may have been drug related. A pedestrian was hit and killed on Interstate 85 near Shorter Wednesday morning. State troopers say 82-year-old Calvin Eddins of Greenville was walking on the interstate when he was hit. Troopers tell us the driver did not stop after the crash. And the search for the next Selma police chief is now down to three candidates. Selma Police Lieutenant Kenta Fulford, former Butler County Sheriff Kenny Harden, and Dr. Stephanie Stewart with the Department of Pardons and Paroles. The city council should select a new chief by the end of the month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Christmas is a time for forgiveness.
Merry Christmas!
I feel like a giddy schoolgirl on Christmas Eve, the night before I marry Santa.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
December 5th is Bathtub Party Day, and no party is complete without a noisemaker. Ah, oh, looks like I'm having a bubble bathtub party day.
And now...
I'm the somewhat tubby guy that tells you it's time for...
Random Facts.
Tubby.
I don't think I'm tubby, but I had to say something.
I know what you meant. I know when you didn't mean... I know what you meant. I know what you meant. I just like the word tubby.
Tubby.
Tubby?
You, Tommy Tuberville. That's a great name.
He's a little tubby. I don't know. Just think that's funny to me for some reason. Let's hit up the random facts. Here we go. Did you know? The Spirit of St. Louis, the first aircraft, of course, to make the transatlantic flight from, or in 1927. Mm-hmm. That aircraft, little bitty plane, needed 450 pounds of fuel to make the entire journey. Now, that was in 1927. Let's jump up a couple of decades to the Saturn V rocket. It burned through 20 tons of fuel, 40,000 pounds per second.
Wow. Per second.
Per second. Now, I've sent you a link there, Greg, that you've just seen. It might come up here in Random Facts in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But and I'll let you know when. If you wanted to play some of that, you could. Did you know in the 1930s, when it came to popular medicine, ketchup was all the rage?
As a medicine?
Medicine?
In 1834, it was sold as a cure for indigestion by an Ohio physician named John Cook. It did not get popularized as a condiment until the late 19th century.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a dopey little kid. I used to look at those Westerns, and they'd be eating steak, and where's the ketchup?
Right.
That's so boring. Steak with no ketchup?
Yeah, I don't put ketchup on a steak.
When I was a dopey little kid, I did.
Oh, gotcha. When you were a kid.
I'm okay. A grown, mature adult, and I never put ketchup on steak.
It's gone to mustard now.
Stupid thing.
Did you know the first president... was not the first face of the $1 bill. Originally, anyway. The first face to ever appear on currency was a guy by the name of... And I'm guessing his name was Salmon. I don't think his actual name is Salmon. But, But it's spelled that way.
Salmon is cost plus 10 of food on me.
What was he? He was a...
Salmon P. Chase. He was the...
Chase.
Yeah. The first $1 bill was issued during the Civil War in 1862. Chase, at that time, was the Secretary of Treasury.
Right.
And was also the designer of the country's first banknotes.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going to put my face on it. Now, here is the part that is related to. In 1939, a radio station out of Washington, D.C., WJSV, they decided to record, for whatever reason, their entire 19-hour broadcast day for historic purposes. It contains the only known recordings of a number of programs from the golden age of radio. It is now in the National Recording Registry and is available free, streaming online, and there's some samples of it there.
Will this play?
I don't know.
Let's see. Nope.
This video cannot be played.
Error.
It's in Chrome. Yeah. Should I try it in something else?
I don't know. That sucks. Yeah. Maybe I can play it.
Complete broadcast day. And it's in 19 parts. How about that? Interesting. And what city is that in? Was that station in?
Where it is in Washington, D.C.
How about that?
Now I've got mine up here.
Good morning. This is station WJSD.
Operated by the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Good morning. This is station WJSV, owned and operated by the Columbia Broadcasting System, with studios in the Earl Building at 13th and E Streets Northwest in the city of Washington. Our transmitting facilities are on the Mount Vernon Memorial Boulevard in historic Alexandria, Virginia, on property leased from the Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railway Company.
Huh.
Station WJSV operates on a frequency of 1,460 kilocycles
1460.
By authority of the Federal Communications Commission. 6 o'clock.
Let's see, they join a network? No?
So this is 80 years ago.
That's their William Tell startup in 6 o'clock.
Let me read some of the notes here real quick before you... So you may want to jump around,
because
there was a speech by FDR. Track number nine is an address by FDR regarding easing the neutrality acts to sell arms to Britain. Or Britain.
Britain.
Adam Perkins, the Secretary of Labor, and they have all taken their places now, and the Joint Committee... It will escort the president into the chamber in just a moment. Colonel Starling, the chief of the White House Secret Service, has been going up and down the corridor, which runs off this House library, and we can anticipate that the president will be here very shortly. This is the 25th time that Congress has had a special session since its organization 150 years
ago.
Can't
move it forward.
Oh, well, never mind.
To call a special session.
I just thought it was interesting.
Let me try this.
No, that takes you to 10, to cut 10.
Yeah, no. You can't get to it. If you can't move it forward, apparently there's just a regular DJ that pops up at around 22 minutes, 30 seconds of the first segment.
Let me move it to that specific time and see what he says.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Oh.
I love it.
Okay, so coming up, we've got a lot more random facts. I just thought it'd be interesting to listen to something in history like that. It always fascinates me.
It is. I love that. That's great stuff.
We're going to talk about the Italian-American Civil Rights League. We'll talk about the Canary Islands. Mr. Rogers is in Random Facts today. The richest drug lord of all time. We'll talk about him. As my website loads, because I had to restart my computer this morning, we'll talk about Leningrad, the Siege of Leningrad. Also, as I make these things refresh for me, the Michelin Restaurant Guide, and Olivia de Havilland, and Joan Fontaine. We'll talk about those two.
Wow. Interesting stuff. It's 7:20.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. This is my
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, and the closer we get to 7:30, the closer we get to that big push out of Prattville on I-65 southbound and also 143 out of Millbrook. I-65 into Montgomery going to be very busy here in a few minutes, as well as I-85. Already moderate to heavy traffic there. Boulevard is getting busy, especially Eastern Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway over to about Atlanta Highway. Also near I-65, Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard. We have still red lights out on Ann Street from Highland to Harrison. Watch out through those intersections till they get that taken care of. Hopefully they've got it done by now, but use caution. And up in Prattville at the corner of Highway 82 and 31, somewhere right in that area, we have a disabled vehicle that is blocking a lane of traffic. Watch out for it. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. No accidents to report at this time. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhart Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March, available right now. And don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. United
for your comfort. I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're really proud to announce our Christmas specials for $99 this year. Everything's 14 karat, white, yellow, rose gold. Everything's $99. We have a Tiffany-style diamond flower necklace, a beautiful diamond bar necklace, an infinity diamond necklace, and an oval diamond necklace. That's right, four styles available in white, yellow, and rose gold. Everything with 14 karat chain. No one does this in America. Nobody. Come see us at Margaret's $99 specials.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now,
pay attention. It's time for part two of
Random Facts.
Nice. And welcome back to Random Facts. Did you know the Italian American Civil Rights League boycotted a certain commercial, which actually had the TV commercial actually being withdrawn because of their boycott? It was a spot for Alka-Seltzer.
Was that the Mamma Mia spicy meatball?
That's the one.
Is that right?
Yep.
You know, that whole Italian Anti-Defamation League thing was in your, what year was that, does it say?
Let me see here. Hang on.
Mamma Mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Let's see, it was formed in the 1970.
All right, you know who was behind that? Joe Colombo.
Joseph Colombo, yeah.
The godfather of one of the five New York mob families. And they, because they were shooting The Godfather, they actually bullied Coppola in the shooting of that movie. They did a whole episode of All in the Family about how the mafia doesn't exist. It's defunct. And all of this stuff. And then what happens? Joe Colombo is having a Columbus Day rally with his Anti-Defamation League, and he gets shot by another mafia guy.
Right, yeah.
And that put an end to that nonsense.
Interesting.
Within 2 months, the organization claimed 45,000 due-paying members and held a large rally in Columbus Circle on June 28th of 1970. The league gained further momentum when Frank Sinatra held a benefit concert in its honor at Madison Square Garden in November of that year.
If you've never seen that commercial, there were several takes where he's eating meatballs. There's, you know, it's like he was shooting a commercial. It was like a behind the scenes. Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatballs. And later on, mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball. Then plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
They used boycott threats to force Alka-Seltzer and the Ford Motor Company to withdraw television commercials.
The Ford Motor Company, too?
Yeah, I don't know what the television commercial was for them.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy.
The whole joke of it is that 15 years later, that's when Rudy Giuliani busted all the mafia families.
Right.
And the FBI guy, how could I not remember his name?
I can't remember. Not Hoover.
Johnny Depp. Joe, what role did Johnny Depp play?
I know who you're thinking of.
Oh, my God. This is.
It was when they were going after, what's his name, and Dillinger.
No. This is New York mob. Joe Pistone.
Oh.
Infiltrated, I forget the name of the movie, infiltrated the New York mob.
Uh-huh.
And brought down all the families.
Oh, he was the mole, huh?
But for a while there, they had successfully bullied the media entertainment business to no longer use the M word. Now you hear it all the time. Because it did exist. It was real.
Right. So they boycotted the Ford Motor Company because of its sponsorship of a television show called The FBI.
Yeah.
And its negative references to Italian Americans as gangsters.
With Efren Zimbalist Jr. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Efren Zimbalist. Efren.
Their next rally held in 1971 at Columbus Circle. That's when Columbo was shot 3 times.
Yeah, by a hitman hired by another mob group.
Yep.
It's so full of crap.
I'm guessing he never showed up in that Irishman movie, did he? Because it's weird because they'll come across, in, again, the history part of the Irishman. Every time they come across or introduce a character...
Mm-hmm.
Film will either pause or it'll continue to moving while there's subtitles on the screen telling you
when he was shot 8 times in a kitchen.
When and how they died.
The yeah, wow. Right. Yeah. And the Irishman is...
I gotta give it
Give it another chance.
Did you know the Canary Islands are not named after birds, but dogs?
Hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah. It's not based on birds there. It's named after dogs. I'm trying to get you a little bit more... history on that.
I always think of the Canary Islands. I think of Tenerife and that disaster at Tenerife.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the Spanish name, Islas Canarias, I'm sure I'm screwing that up, also known as Canary Islands, derived from the Latin word, which translates to Isle of Dogs. That is where it comes from. Did you know Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, he produced only one holiday special during his entire career. It featured Christmas songs and Hanukkah songs. It also welcomed children who celebrated neither of those. The land of make-believe called the holiday season Sloppery Dooza Fnudapuk.
What?
I don't know. Apparently, translating from the land of make-believe, it meant what a difference one person can make. Did you know? The man believed to be the richest drug lord of all time.
That's not Escobar?
No, this is Amado Carrillo Fuentes.
Man, never heard of him.
He was alive from 56 to 97. He seized control of the Juarez cartel after assassinating his boss.
The Juarez, I think they were based in Nicaragua.
In Colombia. Anyway, the man who believed to be the richest drug lord of all time, he died while getting plastic surgery to alter his appearance. Mm. The two surgeons that performed that procedure were later found dead, encased in concrete inside of steel drums.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the one to make that mistake. Yeah.
If that was even a mistake, you know.
Right.
Could have been hired to do that, you know, and said, well, this is it. Did you know, during the siege of Leningrad, a group of Russian botanists were holed up in a secret vault. These botanists were guarding a collection of seeds that were being, hoarded for a post-apocalyptic world. It was something where
That's still being done. You know?
It is still being done. However, they starved to death rather than consume.
Well, that's dedication to the job. Right. That's dedication.
Well, I mean, it's also Russian. So there's a possibility that if they survived that and it was found out that they did dip into the thing, they might have been killed anyway.
But and someday on Random Facts, you can dig up some apocalyptic stuff about that. In other words, that's being done today.
It is. It is. There is a seed vault.
Yes, there is.
Among other things. Mm-hmm. Just being held in case of...
To start things over again.
An extinction event, right. Yes. Right. Did you know during World War II, the Michelin restaurant guide was reprinted for Allied military use?
Really?
Because its roadmaps were considered the most up-to-date and reliable ones available.
That's pretty ingenious.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah?
I surfed into Hogan's Heroes last night. I haven't watched that in ages.
And finally, did you know that Olivia de Havilland and Joan Fontaine, they were sisters... But they were also lifelong rivals. They were born 15 months apart. And as kids, they were still rivals. When Joan won an Oscar against her sister in 1942, she ignored Olivia's congratulations. And when Olivia won the Oscar 5 years later, she did the same to Joan she won.
How about that?
They were not friends.
Joan Fontaine was very erotic looking. You know, very few stars from those... eras look like people that could transfer to today.
Is that 40s?
Yeah. Mostly 40s. Yeah.
By the way, Olivia de Havilland's still alive at 103.
103. Yeah. That's amazing. Think about that. She is now 80 years past Gone with the Wind, which came out in 39.
Yep.
And I did all of that math in my head.
You're brilliant.
Those are your random facts.
There you go.
Wow. Lot to digest there. They're going to work on a $10 food outlet pop quiz. I am going to tell you about Brian Jewelry because Christmas, actually, 2 weeks and 6 days. Holy cow. As the shopping walls kind of close in on you and you start to feel that anxiety, that takes some of the joy out of the Christmas season. Stay focused on the reason for the season. Get with Brian Jewelry and get that part of your shopping in the rearview mirror. Lynn and the team at Brian Jewelry have 6.5 decades of experience in coming up with just the right gift idea, whether it's a man shopping for a woman shopping for a man, shopping for a football fan. You want to give something really classy and something that will be something they'll keep forever, an heirloom type of souvenir that commemorates the greatest rivalry in sports. Check out the showcases just inside the front door to the left and right. For Auburn and Alabama, some really amazing stuff there. Every kind of diamond or gem you can think of in any configuration. There's ideas everywhere. And if you don't see exactly what you want, they can make it for you because that's what professional jewelers do. Save money. Their pricing structure is very, very competitive. That's not even a question. But you can save an extra $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more by going and joining the club at BrianJewelry.com or just stop by and see their beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main in the preferred community. All right, we're ready, boys and girls, for today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
We're going to go back to the Civil War in 1862. It wasn't George Washington that was on the face of the $1 bill. Who was the first face on the on currency here in the United States?
Okay, good one.
Do you need a first and last name, or you just...
I'd love it. I mean, if you can get the last name, that's great. If you can get the first name as well, because I kind of made a joke out of that.
Yeah. I'll put an extra dollar in there.
Okay.
Look at it.
You're
right
amazing.
There.
Look at it.
Here's
got
my
it ready.
Money.
We're going to nickel and dime you, man.
It's okay. It's part of the fun. Plus, it's tax deductible. 272-9228. 272-9228.
I'd like to see that line on your tax form.
You can joke about it when you're visiting me in Leavenworth.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're after 7:30 on the clock, so that means, yep, we're seeing that backlog on I-65 southbound into Montgomery. Folks out of Prattville merging with folks from Wetumpka at 143. That causes that slowdown every morning, and that'll be in place for about the next 30 minutes or so. I-65 and 85 moving good through the interchange. The boulevard is busy from the Wetumpka Highway all the way over to I-85. We've got more cars on Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown. 231 backed up at the lights, Jasmine Hill, Rifle Range Road. Very busy everywhere, but we have no accidents at this time. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trentham State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trentham State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At 7:36, George is the first caller in on today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
Potentially $11.
Yeah. If you get the whole name. Notice how the lines lit up when I threw that extra dollar.
Yeah, right. I know. Right. What do you think, George? Do you know?
Salmon, Pete, Chase.
That's it.
As a, as a matter of fact, you're right.
You got it both ways. Salmon or salmon, we don't know.
Chase is what we needed Chase, but you also got the bonus dollar.
Hey, funny dad joke coming. You know what Salmon named his first daughter? Patty. Here's the dollar.
Okay, thanks.
George, thank you. Hold on. You are a winner. And let me just grab this caller on line 4 so they can be in the end of the week.
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
Who's this?
That's Paul.
Paul, what's the first letter of your last name?
W-A-L-K-E-R.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you. Thank you. We're putting you in for the end of the week.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
And who would this be?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Kate.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Kate, what's the first letter of your last name?
F.
Thank you.
Hey, Kate, were you listening to Random Facts?
I was listening to Random Facts, but I wanted to answer a certain question.
Okay.
I don't know if I missed that question.
All right. We got a winner, but can I throw out one more real quick?
I have another dollar.
What was the condiment used for medicinal purposes?
Ketchup.
Yes,
ketchup.
Exactly right.
You are
good.
Ketchup on your steak, right?
Yeah, there you go. You were listening. We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Kate, try tomorrow, okay?
I will.
All right. Hang on. Have a good day.
The best women listen to this radio station.
Yes, we do.
That's what
we have
I
the best. Say.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Freezing or close to it in many areas. For instance, Montgomery hovering just above the freeze mark, but it's 29 in Alexander City, 31 in Prattville. Nice recovery today, though. What a great day with a high temperature up to about 67 as the warming trend continues. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few high clouds. Dry tonight, but not as cold. Our overnight low temperature tonight down to about 42. Now, tomorrow, Friday, showers are likely, especially in the afternoon and the evening hours, and the risk of more showers tomorrow night. Perhaps not enough to cancel all these Christmas events going on. Let's see. I think we have tree lightings. We have parades. Anyway, tomorrow's high at around 63. We'll be in the low 60s on Saturday. Should be dry. That's good news. Again, more parades on Saturday afternoon. Some spotty showers perhaps on Sunday or drizzle. We'll put in a small chance with temperatures in the probably low 60s, maybe low to mid 60s on Sunday. And then we're into the 70s Monday, but a chance of rain by Monday night and Tuesday ahead of the next big cold front, the front that will drop the temperatures like a rock again by the middle of the week. Right now this morning, calm winds, clear skies, 33 degrees, 7:39. Hopefully your traffic problems will not be a problem at all this morning. And if you do have, let's say, some sort of mishap, doesn't even have to be an accident, could be a scrape, could be a dent, check with our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. I've been a customer for more than 30 years. Well, they've been in business for 35 years and counting, actually more than 35 now. I remember when they used to be off the Northeastern Boulevard. Now they're off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. The phone number, because when you have an accident, a lot of things go through your head. You get scattered brain. You got to call the police and everything. But the phone number is easy. 27-WRECK-WITH-A-W. 27-WRECK-WITH-A-W. Their attention to detail is absolutely amazing. That's why I've been a customer for over three decades and many, many vehicles involved. And by the way, when you get the phone call that your car is ready, a big grin comes on your face because you know that it's not only going to be fixed the right way, including the hidden damage, it's also going to be detailed, just like it came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Hey, guess what's back today? Animal stories.
Yay!
Yeah. Dun, 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 we went from none to an overabundance. I may have enough for today and tomorrow.
Good deal.
One of the things on the list, the most popular doggy names for 2019, and cat names too. We're not going to discriminate here.
Is Bailey on that list?
No. Quick glance? No.
Okay.
But sure. I only have a top five. I'm sure it's in the top 10. At 7:41, we have Fox Business and your local news.
Fox Business Report.
China's envoy to the U.S. is warning the two countries must resolve their trade differences, also adding that forces are working to separate the world's two largest economies. Optimism about the two sides moving closer to a trade deal is sending stock futures higher this morning. Electric cars could be the future, but that means we'll need plenty of batteries to power them. General Motors and South Korea's LG Chem set to announce a venture in Ohio. Reuters reports the two companies plan to build a $2 billion facility in Lordstown. That deal could be signed as early as today. And Tesla's SpaceX CEO Elon Musk apparently not sure how much money he's worth. He estimated it's about $20 billion. Musk making the announcement as he's being sued in a Los Angeles courtroom for defamation after he called a British diver pedo guy in a tweet. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Four people shot, two of them are dead after a late-night shooting in Montgomery. This happened just before 10 o'clock last night in the 500 block of Eastdale Road South. Police tell us the shooting may have been drug-related. The search for the next Selma police chief is now down to three candidates. Selma Police Lieutenant Kenta Fulford, former Butler County Sheriff Kenny Hardin, and Dr. Stephanie Stewart with the Department of Pardons and Paroles. The city council should select a new chief by the end of the month. And a pedestrian was hit and killed on Interstate 85 near Shorter Wednesday morning. State troopers say 82-year-old Calvin Eddins of Greenville was walking on the interstate when he was hit. Troopers tell us the driver did not stop after that crash. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
You'll really like.
This holiday season, why not consider the purchase of an artificial tree? Assembly is simple. Lay out your pieces on the floor, then sort out the branches by size according to each color-coded tip. Using a 16-millimeter socket wrench, start putting the trunk pieces together, being sure to place the terminal end of the trunk in the tree stand first. Leave the tree top off until step 823, since it'll only get in the way of part 47J or part 82L if your tree was purchased in one of the Baltic nations prior to the autumnal equinox. Then, you're all finished. Well, almost. Right after you place the tree top in the slot at the end of the trunk mark 92W and straighten out your branch tips by bending the wires in the branches, which will be spread out so they resemble the growing shape of a real tree.
It's just that simple. Merry Christmas, holiday thing.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As we approach 8 o'clock, we are seeing that big backup on I-65 starting at about 143 where the Millbrook folks jump on. It is backed up to Cobbs Ford Road. Slow traffic all the way into Montgomery. I-65, 85, the interchange is moving smoothly. We do have the report of a stalled vehicle, I-85 northbound near Court Street. It's off on the side of the road, but use caution there until they kind of get that out of the way. It's not causing much of a problem, just don't run into it. The boulevard is busy. Atlanta Highway inbound to downtown busy. Wetumpka Highway very busy at this time. We have no accidents to report, and that is a good thing. So hold it in the road, and we'll be back with another report here in just a few minutes. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This Christmas, bring your wish list to the Joe Biden Mall Santa.
I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I love kids jumping on my lap.
He may be creepy, but he's the best we got.
I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun.
Because there's only one way to guarantee a present from Joe.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
So visit the Joe Biden Mall Santa to sit on his lap.
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Wow.
My gosh.
That's Simba the News Elephant signaling that it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories on News Talk 93.1 FM. Wolfman, to the vocal, please.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, a little rusty on that, too. Our first story involving pets is a survey on what we're going to do with them at Christmas time.
Our survey said
75% of family members will buy a Christmas present for the pet.
Sure.
Even though most vets would tell you they really don't know what Christmas... They just know everybody's happy and there's more treats. It's funny because most of us will buy gifts for our pets than people who will buy gifts for coworkers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And isn't it fun, the unwrapping part? Have you gone through that where... The wagging, the tail wagging, the anticipation.
Yeah, that's fun. BarkBox will be coming next week. We're looking forward to that.
Yes.
Top dog names, females. Number 5, Lily. 4 is Daisy. Lucy is 3. Luna is 2. And Bella is number 1.
Bella.
Like Goose.
You know what's Bella.
Yes, I do. My granddog is Bella.
Yeah.
For male dogs, number 5, Rocky. 4 is Buddy. Hey, Mike. Buddy's number 4.
Buddy. Yeah.
Cooper's number 3. Cooper.
We got a Cooper.
In the house.
Yes, we do.
And Charlie is number 2. Max is number 1.
Charlie's a good name. I like that.
It's a good name for a dog. For female, you want to know the cat names?
Okay.
Or am I pandering?
I mean, you know, it's cats.
Yeah. Lily was number 5 for a female cat.
Okay.
Kitty was number 4.
Oh, that's really inventive.
I named one of mine Puppy once. Not a cat. I named my dog Puppy.
This is kind of ironic because Lucy is the number 3 female cat name and the number 3 female dog name.
Jeez.
We love Lucy. Bella is the number 2 female cat name, and Luna, I think that's kind of appropriate, is number 1 for male cats.
Mm-hmm.
Max is number 5. Max does not work on a cat. I'm sorry. Charlie is number 4.
That doesn't work for a cat either.
That was a dog name.
That's what I name a dog. Yeah.
Milo was number 3.
Okay.
Leo was number 2, and Oliver was number 1.
Oliver's okay for a cat.
The name Okoye, that's from Black Panther?
Sure.
That's moving up the charts, guys. That went up 250% this year. O-K-O-Y-E, Okoye? Omova, I don't know. Arya Stark was up 150%. Lizzo is a popular cat name. That's up 100%. And Keanu, please.
Keanu. Please. You're kidding me.
It's not even a good name for a pet turtle. A
cat would run away.
All right, did I give you the conundrum to look at? Of course not.
You did, and I threw it away.
Yeah, we didn't like it.
We didn't like it.
Oh. You can't hurt my feelings.
Oh, no. I figured that because you don't come up with those. It's not your fault if they're bad.
I can find one. I can find one that's worthy, but I need a minute here. 752.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our 3 girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for 3 generations, and the 4th generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have 6 brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, I sure hope that's true. David, is that true?
That is true.
Good. We're glad to hear that. How you doing,
Mr.
Sandman?
With Blue Water. I'm doing really well. The Millbrook store is winding down.
Okay.
We've still got a number of really nice floor samples left. I'm not sure which ones they sold yesterday. I wasn't there, but should have a couple of Simmons beauty vests left, some sodas. I've got a few of the Diamond Mattress Queens left, floor samples, and these are really, really nice mattresses. Everybody we've sold these to called back and told us how much they love these. Well, almost everybody. Nobody's called back and complained about them, though.
That's
right. We've got a really pretty, cute little full-size pink bed with a trundle underneath it. Every little girl that comes in loves this bed. We've got one left. Floor sample. It was $249 originally. I've got this marked down to $50. That's a full size bed with the trundle for $50. Only have one. First come, first serve. Got a beautiful king canopy bed. Very nice bed. We sold them originally for $799. The floor sample left up there is now $399. Got a bunch of other great bed deals, loads of mattresses. But now, I've got a truck coming in today. These will not be at the Millbrook store, but they'll be in my Montgomery store. Got adjustable beds coming in, twin long adjustable beds. They were normally $649. We'll have them at $399 each. We've got some extra twin long mattresses coming in that'll be bargained. And they're great. If you have an adjustable bed set that had the split king process and your bed mattresses are wearing out, we've got a bunch of nice twin long mattresses on sale. A lot of selection there. And just, you know, mattresses, beds, headboards, all the pillows in Millbrook, they're on the floor. You know, display pillows, they're half price now. So come see us, get a great deal. The Millbrook store is on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate on the right-hand side in a little shopping center. You'll see the store closing sign. Montgomery, we're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. We still have some floor samples there, and we're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. If you want to see my Mr. Sandman mattress and my bed, you can go to my Facebook page, because this morning's wake-up video, I bring this out every year. For some reason, the Hershey's Kisses commercial, maybe it's the tone of the bells.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Hershey, when he hears those, starts howling. And it's so weird, because that's the only time he ever does this. I'm going to see if this will play on the air.
That's great.
And there's the bed. My Angel Weenie, what's the matter? Does that thing hurt your ears?
Do you know what Bailey has started to react to? Hmm. You know the Ring doorbell, that little tingling noise on the phone? She now knows somebody is coming to the door.
This is how smart dogs are, because we have it. And if my phone's in the bedroom, and something, I mean, anything can make that go off. Sometimes it's a bug on the
you could be
camera
yeah,
lens.
Right.
But they only react when they think it's time for mommy or somebody to come home. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It'll go off other times, and they won't stir, but when it's time for Mrs. Ritterbottle to come up from work, they go nuts.
They know.
They are smart. Next hour, we will have a conundrum, stupid news, and today's Morning Maroons. Right now, at 7:58.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As we approach 8 o'clock, we are seeing that big backup on I-65 starting at about 143 where the Millbrook folks jump on. It is backed up to Cobbs Ford Road. Slow traffic all the way into Montgomery. I-65, 85, the interchange is moving smoothly. We do have the report of a stalled vehicle, I-85 northbound near Court Street. It's off on the side of the road, but use caution there until they kind of get that out of the way. It's not causing much of a problem, just don't run into it. The boulevard is busy. Atlanta Highway inbound to downtown busy, with Tumka Highway very busy at this time. We have no accidents to report, and that is a good thing, so hold it in the road, and we'll be back with another report here in just a few minutes. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are the